I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. As Earth's climate changes, animals living in the mountains have typically been viewed as losers. Warming temperatures force a species up a mountain, it runs out of space, and it dies off. But now, one Yukon scientist says it's not that simple. Morgan Tingley says the traditional view is this. Mountain animals respond to climate change by getting on a metaphorical escalator.
They're climbing up and up and up. And they're doing that because the temperature is warming, and as you go up mountains, it gets colder, obviously.
Tingley studies ecology and evolutionary biology at UConn, and he says there's a problem with that idea. For one, it's rare for a species to live on a single mountaintop. Animals live stretched out over entire ranges. And those ranges are filled with all types of peaks and valleys. Sometimes that means there's actually more space available to an animal at higher elevations. To prove this, Tingley pulled geographic data on roughly 180 different mountain ranges around the world. He used digital elevation maps to average together all the peaks and valleys in a range like the Himalayas, and while you might picture the shape of those mountains as a big giant pyramid, Tingley says that's not the case.
About two-thirds of them end up being not pyramid-shaped mountains. So two-thirds of the world's mountains are not the shape that we kind of instinctively think that they are.
In the case of the Himalayas, he found the range was actually an hourglass shape. It had lots of area in the base and in the foothills, a tight bottleneck filled with steep slopes in the middle, and expansive open space higher up.
So if you're, you know, a species that is right below a bottleneck, then yeah, you're going to actually be squished really, really quickly, perhaps more so than we would think. So you might be a bigger loser than we might imagine. However, if you're already in that bottleneck and you're about to expand out into this much bigger elevational area, then you might actually adapt to climate change quite well.
Tingley says the message to ecologists is that they need to think about habitat distribution and how mountain species respond to climate change in much more detail. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.